Joining us on the hot seat for the fourth time, he's been on the hot seat. This is Edmonton City Center MLA, but more importantly, the opposition health critic, Mr. David Shepherd. Happy New Year. A little late on that. Good to have you back on again.
Great to be here, Kenny. Thank you.
Awesome. So I guess the first thing is that, you know what, David, I'm going to be honest with you. I was not planning to ask you the question I was about to ask now, but you had a conference today about vaccine rollout and $30 million being spent on the war room. Now, for those of us who are not able to tune in, tell us here in the Peace and McKenzie region, what was your message today?
Well, basically, my message today was that, you know, vaccinations are the most important thing to getting Alberta back on its feet. You know, that's what's going to allow us to get our economy truly up and humming again. That's what's going to allow Albertans to get as close as we can back to normal life as soon as possible. And what we have here with the energy war room is $30 million a year that is achieving nothing of value on behalf of Alberta. It's proved to be an international embarrassment. It's failing to deliver. It was excoriated in the Auditor General's report for its poor contracting. Why don't we take that $30 million that's going into the war room and apply that to a public education campaign about vaccines? There was a recent poll, Angus Reid, Canada-wide, showed 20% of Albertans, that's the highest in Canada, plan to refuse the vaccine. We need to change that. So this could be an investment to work with Albertans, provide them with education, answer some of these tough questions, and convince more to sign on board.
You know what, and I'm going to actually ask this in terms of vaccine distribution, because we've seen like different responses from the Canadian side and the American side in terms of vaccine rollout. And, you know, you can make an argument for either way of doing it. And one of the things they did was is that obviously President-elect Biden got the vaccine, as did Vice President-elect Kamala Harris as well. But here we obviously know that if, like, say, Prime Minister Trudeau or Premier Kenney were to get it first in advance, that could rub people the wrong way. But do you think that maybe in this case, David, a political leader taking the vaccine, because maybe there's some fear out there taking it, like a Jason Kenney or opposition leader Rachel Notley or anyone of a high position taking the vaccine, saying, hey, I've taken it, I'm going to be okay. Do you think maybe if some of our elected officials went first, that might ease the mind, kind of like they're doing in the States?
Well, I think absolutely leadership is key in convincing Albertans to sign on board and to jump in, get the vaccine, and do their part to sort of help support public health. And indeed, you know, I can say for myself and all of our members of the Alberta NDP caucus, the official opposition, we will be getting our vaccine shot as soon as it is available to the public. And indeed, you know, this is part of the problem here, is that we have had a lack of leadership from Jason Kenney. Indeed, over the last year, he repeatedly failed to take the coronavirus seriously. In fact, he spread misinformation about it being merely an influenza. He talked about, well, it's really only old people, maybe homeless people are immune. So he is feeding into a lot of the conspiracy theories that indeed feed into people being suspicious of the vaccination. So indeed, you know, he needs to show that leadership in getting it himself and also in making the investments to truly give people the real information to encourage them to get it too.
You know what, then, David, we've talked about this, and it may be a bit of a broken record, but it's not, because I know that this is something that you personally, as well as your caucus, has been calling for, and that is a very public and transparent review of the government's response to COVID-19. And I know you're obviously on one of the committees that would push for that. Is there, I think I almost know the answer, but is there any interest in the government to get in on that public review? Because I think that's something, there's a lot of good information that could be learned, because, I mean, this is a once-in-a-century event, and lots of good information out there as opposed to political wrangling that could be found. Is there any interest from the government on this?
Unfortunately, there hasn't been, Kenny. And, I mean, repeatedly we see that Jason Kenney has no interest in transparency and accountability. I mean, he stood up there at the earlier this month and said, you know what, yeah, I have to rebuild trust with Albertans. And he's absolutely right. But he's done a pretty poor job of it so far. Repeatedly, he has refused to answer questions. When he's under scrutiny, he disappears and he hides. And indeed, that trickles right down to their MLAs, the folks who work with on committee, who voted down many of the things we brought forward to the Public Health Committee this past summer to try to delve in a little deeper and provide some of that information for Albertans. So that is certainly a call we're going to continue to make, and something we're going to be continuing to push for when we're back in the legislature this spring.
Now, obviously, no doubt about it, a few MLAs, including one of our area MLAs, Pat Rain, made headlines for traveling during the pandemic, which, of course, as we know, that federal regulations has suggested strongly against non-essential travel. And as far as we know, six MLAs as well as other government staffers and did take part in that and did kind of take a thing on that. But you know what? You look around at some of the chatter, and on one side of the equation, you're hearing, wow, are they so much higher and mighty than we are that they don't have to follow the rules, but we do? And then there's another faction that says, they just showed us that COVID's not a problem. And I don't know, are you, like, there's like some dangerous rhetoric that comes from that, isn't there?
Absolutely. You know, that has a real impact on public interest in compliance with the restrictions and, you know, being willing to make their own sacrifices to protect the health of others. And as I said, the premier has consistently flirted with these conspiracy theories and these sorts of ideas and misinformation, and indeed now the behavior of his minister and his MLAs and his staff plays right into that as well. So indeed, they have got a lot of work to do to rebuild trust with Albertans. And so I think, you know, investing the money that they've been wasting in the war room in a public education campaign that has a clear public good, providing clear, transparent information daily, giving more access to the folks that have the expertise, the vaccine task force and others, I think that would go a long way for Albertans, and they have a right to demand.
Yeah, and in terms of vaccine education, let's just say, what are some of the things that you say, let's say the government were to make this decision and decide, you know what, we need to be putting more money into vaccine education. What sort of areas would you want to focus on to educate what part, like who in the public? And I guess the big thing is how would you connect with those people that are really on the fence about the vaccines? Let's face it, we both know that there are certain people that believe that vaccines are equipped with microchips, are going to track you and things like that. You're not going to change their minds, but there are some people out there that have legitimate fears that are like, hey, could there be some pre-existing things? So what would an NDP type of plan to educate the public, what do you think it would look like?
Well, I think, Kenny, you know, a lot of that would be up to marketing agencies or the folks who have that expertise as to how to shape a campaign. But certainly, you're right, there are specific target audiences. There's a small percentage of people who simply will never be convinced. Then there is a smaller, there's another section of people who have been fed a lot of misinformation. So in that case, then you have to be countering the misinformation, providing the facts, connecting them with expertise, and, you know, trying to bring in folks that perhaps they would trust, trusted voices that would support that. And then you have that sort of broader spectrum of people who may be, well, I think I'll get vaccinated, maybe not just yet, maybe I'm a little hesitant. So in that case, then, it's providing more information about what the vaccine actually is, what the benefits are, and what it means for their community, their family, their loved ones, in order to move this forward. So I think, yeah, if you get someone in who's got that knowledge expertise, they can find the best way to deliver the messages to each of those folks. I imagine social media would be a heavy part of that.
Well, you know what? We do sometimes also get other ministers on the, and I've taken a note, definitely think that's a good question to ask a minister about future vaccination campaigns. And now, one thing I really do got to hear about, and you know what? I almost got to thank you from one person to another. And because, you know, I, unfortunately, being in Peace River, I don't get to go down to Edmonton very much and see the legislature this time of the year at night, so I really got to thank you for bringing that to us. We know we retweeted it a couple of times, and living in the area, what is that like just to see that view? It's like if you go for a run, a bike ride, you get to see that. Like, I'm jealous.
Absolutely. I'm incredibly fortunate to get to be the MLA for Edmonton City Center and have the legislature grounds as part of that. It's a beautiful place any time of year, but in particular, yeah, when we have that the Christmas lights up over the winter. Took a walk through with my girlfriend just the other weekend, and it just struck again the staff here just continue to one-up themselves every year. It's incredibly fortunate. It's a great part of our downtown, and I'm always happy to share about it with others.
Well, hopefully when we're all vaccinated and whatnot, we can get down there and have a first-hand look at it and take a picture of it with my own camera. That's my hope. And I also do got to say that, you know what, we did say, we know that Mrs. Rachel Notley had said that all NDP members had stayed within Alberta doing it. So did you at least enjoy your time off? That's the big question.
Absolutely. You know, we had some incredible weather here in Alberta. Of course, we didn't get quite the temperatures some of the MLAs enjoyed in Mexico or Hawaii, but, you know, certainly it was tropical by Alberta standards.
And that's true.
We enjoyed some time out. You know, my girlfriend and I took the dog out for many walks, did some snowshoeing, and certainly enjoyed the opportunity to get outdoors.
I don't know if I saw it, but I thought I'd seen this maybe on your Twitter profile photo. Is that a new bow tie?
Yes, I did get a couple new bow ties. My girlfriend Anna did give me a custom made Edmonton bow tie.
I love that.
That's an inspirational quote. So yeah, that was pretty awesome.
So when the legislature's back on, I really hope you're going to lead off with that bow tie.
I think that will be there for opening day.
Awesome, awesome. David, thank you so much for your time. Your fourth time on the show, always a pleasure to check in. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, Kenny.
This is David Shepherd. He is the opposition health critic, and he is also the MLA for Edmonton City Centre, and this is another edition of The Hot Seat.